Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay has brought so much food in here. Snack foods. That it looks like we are snack hoarders is what it looks like. Because she'll just grab something out of a bag and say, here, try this, and throw it at Riggins.
Yeah.
And then she's throwing stuff at me over here, just scattered things. And I could have already eaten all of this stuff so far this morning. I mean, and I didn't realize, but I brought Riggins a bottle of some hot sauce I got in Louisiana. It's a local hot sauce, and you can tell by the label. Mm-hmm. I mean, I say local, I mean, it was made by somebody in the town in which I bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like at an oil change place or mm-hmm. something that doubles as a hot sauce.
In someone's backyard.
So, so we got, you know, everything from beef sticks to peanuts and chips and pretzels to hot sauce. Riggins eating some swamp dog hot sauce.
Yeah.
Look at that. It looks like a kid drew that picture on the label.
Yeah, it does.
It's good though.
It's the guy's son. He just my son sketched.
And they
this.
Use the phrase "get you some."
Get you some.
What about "get you some"?
What brand is it?
Swamp Dog.
Camp Dog.
Camp Dog.
Camp Dog.
Yeah. Get you some.
Get you some.
That came out of a brainstorming session, I believe.
Yeah, probably at an ad agency in a high rise in New York.
Yeah. Sounds like
it. It's real good though.
Mm-hmm.
I have to try that.
Yeah, she's a plumper.
I am.
Is what we've learned. She loves it.
Yeah.
Loves getting us fat.
Mm-hmm. And then Jody sent a big bag of something from Costco to Lindsay, which is also over there, some coconut dark chocolate things or whatever. Ooh, so,
this is so good. I posted those on my Instagram so people can find them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. But, you know, I like to eat. I like to give people food. It's my love language, I think.
You know, a lot of people, their love language is cooking for other people and all.
Yeah.
Lindsay's is just buying snacks and flinging them at us.
Yeah. Right. Taste this.
Try this.
Yeah.
Now, I am going to take these to Jody as a treat. They're little sour punch, little gummy things.
She'll love those.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I have some other stuff I didn't bring that now I'm thinking Jody will like, so I'm going to bring those. Because I know what you guys like, but now that I'm thinking about it, I have some stuff for her, too.
Yeah. Lindsay even brought in a loaf of bread.
I want someone to take that.
What kind of bread is this? Is it old birdseed bread, healthy bread?
Okay. Uh-uh. Sounds like, you know, Merida, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
White wheat. White wheat.
Can we say I went to a food show? I didn't just buy a loaf of bread and bring it in here. They handed us loaves of bread, and I'm like, what do I do with all these loaves of bread? So somebody take it home.
Yeah. We used to work with a woman in Alexandria, Louisiana, and she would come in. I was doing nights on the top 40 station. She did nights on the country station. It was right in the same hall. And when she would come in, she would bring groceries for her shift, like sandwiches or stuff to make sandwiches in the studio.
Wow.
And big full things of Pepperidge Farm cookies and a half a gallon of milk. And I mean, just the whole time she was on the air, she just shoveling food in her mouth. And it looked like every night she was bringing in a week's supply of groceries.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. Ingredients to make stuff.
just, you know, making sandwiches. It's like she didn't take the time to make a sandwich before she came to work. So I'll just stop, get the stuff to do it and do it while I'm on the air.
I love that.
Yeah.
I would be 600 pounds.
Okay. Well, then y'all would hang in the same circles.
Oh, cool. Okay. Awesome.
She looked like the type of, you know, body style that would go to work with a half gallon of milk every day.
Okay. That type of person. Yeah.
Like me. It's like if somebody said TJ goes to work with milk every day, y'all go, yeah, that's, I believe that.
That checks.
Mm-hmm. Whole milk.
All right. So, I went off yesterday on something. It was a couple of things yesterday that I went off on and upset a bunch of, you know, overly sensitive people. So one of them is today's In Case You Missed It replay. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There's a new TJ and Reagan Show each weekday morning at the new TJReagans.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJReagans.com.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Riggins loves to bring in stories that he knows are going to put me on a path of offending people. And then so he can sit back and watch as the fireworks happen. And that's what happened yesterday in one of his now trending stories. And it is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Today's National Cheese Doodle Day. We just call them Cheetos.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're probably different brands, but it's like calling a tissue a Kleenex.
Doodles are like the puffs, right?
Yeah. They're like the puffs, yeah.
The best of those types of things, just the original Cheetos crunchy. And then if you want a puffed up one, Planters cheese balls in a can.
Yeah, those are good.
I don't even know if you can still find those, but those were the best.
Yeah, those are good.
You can't find them. I've looked. I love them.
I've been looking for cheese balls for a decade.
I have.
Put my cheese balls in a can.
I think people are selling them on like eBay and stuff. They're so old and probably molded.
Probably a little stale. My dad thinks that cheese puffs are for women. You know, like you always say, certain foods are for women. He thinks the puffed Cheetos are for women.
Y'all don't like the puffed.
No.
I love the puffed.
I like a crunch. I like the crunchy ones more.
Yeah. And you can keep the flaming hot ones too. Ooh, I don't want those.
Yeah.
Just a regular original Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The baked ones are good if you're on a journey.
An intentional weight loss journey is what we're calling it in 2025. And then it is also Ash Wednesday today. So you might see some people walking around with their ashes on today as the Lent kicks off. There is a common topic that comes up on TikTok quite a bit, especially with young Gen Z women. One thing they hate about men in the summer. We'll get to it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hyatt.
Sconi's spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
In ACE's memory, this month we are raising awareness for Sunny Strong, an organization committed to raising awareness and helping families devastated by DIPG, an aggressive and incurable childhood brain cancer. Go to tjriggins.com/strong to find out how you can support this amazing cause.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So Denise Richards has a new show out. It's called Denise Richards and Her Wild Things. That's the full name of the show.
Ugh.
And, you know, Wild Things was the movie she was in, her probably her most famous role, other than being a Real Housewife. She was a Real Housewife for a couple years. And I think this show airs on Bravo as well.
She just has to cling to that, doesn't she? Like, it's over. It's so old.
She
like,
was in a Madea movie.
Was she?
Yeah.
Was she?
I forget that.
She
I
guess was the one with Larry the Cable Guy where they were having and the white kid was marrying the black kid.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. She's hot. I think Denise Richards is very hot, but she's obviously been married to Charlie Sheen, and she had like a wild
she's
life.
She's a little crazy.
Yeah, you would have to be.
Yeah.
And you know, she and her daughter are both on OnlyFans. And
weird. If you watch The Real Housewives with her, you would know she's a little kooky.
Yeah. But in the show that just premiered, I think it was last night it premiered, she talks about she's remarried now to this guy named Aaron. She's no longer with Charlie Sheen, but she still talks about him fondly, which I don't know how you do. I don't know how you have a relationship with him. But anyway, she says, yeah, we have a weird living arrangement because we moved in together, her and her husband, and she's got her kids. And she said, then his brother and his mom and dad moved in. They were supposed to be there for 3 months while they were renovating their home. Well, they never left. So I needed some space. So I moved out and got a townhome. And then I got another townhome and another townhome. So what happens is I spend the day at the first townhome. Then my husband leaves our family house to come to that townhome. Then we go to the third townhome for our studio space. And then the fourth townhome is where me and my daughter sleep together while he goes back to the family home. What are you talking about? What is that? I don't know. She said they've got like four houses, three of them being townhomes. And she goes, sometimes if we need privacy, I'll sleep in the studio. It's just like, what have you done? What are you doing? Yeah. That is not going to work out. But she says she's never going to get a divorce because of all the pain that came with divorcing Charlie Sheen. I don't know what to make of this person.
Well, but she's trashy like the rest of those Hollywood people. I'm telling you, you just have to chalk it up. You could put a tent over all of Hollywood and charge admission like it's a circus. I mean,
it is a bit of a circus, isn't it?
Truly.
All nuts.
And I think she needs to save her money.
You think?
Because I think she's...
I don't know. She made a lot of money, they say, on OnlyFans.
Oh, well,
Denise
okay.
did the mom?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the mom and the daughter both OnlyFans.
Well, then that's what bought her townhomes.
Yeah, all these townhomes.
Well, I mean, okay.
I bet she raked it in on that Madea movie.
Yeah, I'm sure they're cutting fat checks. Tyler Perry cutting big checks for that. It was so weird, but I guess very on brand for somebody who finds Charlie Sheen. He's starting to seem like the normal one.
I know.
Charlie Sheen.
Who would have thought?
Trash. They're all trashy.
Yeah, man.
All of them. I just can't. You deal with
DJ's disgusting.
But I mean, that's an easy way to just, you know, if you can't figure them out, you say, why would they? You can't look at them like they're normal people. They're like circus freaks, you know, where you just go in and you watch them for the entertainment value of it. And then you don't ask how they swallow the sword. Yeah. You know, you just say, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, those performers swallow the swords. They throw the knives. They do whatever they do, the contortionists, and they move on. They don't stop and tell you how to live your life.
Right.
So that's the only thing with these Hollywood people. Just let them move on down the road to the next project and keep them out of our faces.
Yep.
Normal people.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Aren't you free?
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Riggins, why is it? Well, let me catch everybody up on what the conversation was. My daughter is dating this guy. They're not serious or anything, but they're dating. And I've been around him twice for maybe 15 minutes each time. I mean, I've barely been around him, but I've been around him enough to know, to tell him several times to stop calling me Mr. You know, Mr. Richie, and we're just call me Richie and drop the Mr. and whatnot. And he won't do it. He continues to go against my wishes, and it's almost to the point where I'm about to mark off points for him. And I know that he's, you know, it's a, because he is, he was raised as a sophisticated Southern gentleman. I mean, he's got the look, he dresses like the, you know, a Southern, you know, like kind of along the lines of what you would picture somebody from Charleston, you know, when you meet him, it's the official shake your hand, look you in the eye, and give his first and last name. You know, that's the proper way to do it.
Love that.
And so, you know, I appreciate that. That's all right. But then whenever I say, stop calling me Mister, then I'm kind of stuck as to whether I'm going to get mad at him or not. But you said that there's no way he should just be calling me Richie.
No,
by my first name.
Yeah, I think it's inappropriate. I think it's a sign of respect, and he's clearly wants to do it. So let him be a gentleman. You got to let people be great,
right? And I did. I let him be, and I appreciated it.
Yeah.
But now I don't get to choose what somebody calls me.
No, I don't think so. Not only because it's not a friend of yours; it is your daughter's boyfriend, and it's not even about you. It's about him showing you respect. Even if you say like, I'm uncomfortable with you calling me that, just his way of showing respect.
I know. Well, if he wants to respect me, he'd respect my wishes and do what I say when it comes to referring to me.
Well,
I didn't tell him to not call, you know, Jody Miss or Ms.
Well, I only can tell you because I went through a similar experience with somebody I dated. She wanted me to call her grandfather Big Daddy.
But I'm not trying to get him to call me Big Daddy.
I said, I love you, but I'm not going to call your grandfather Big Daddy. I've only met him once. And she's like, well, that's what everybody calls him. I said, well, I'm going to call him by his last name. His Mr. or something.
Yeah.
I'm not calling him Big Daddy.
But there's a big difference in calling somebody Big Daddy and calling somebody else by their given first name.
Richie, Big Daddy. I don't know. They're not that.
Big Daddy Richie, Cat Daddy. Tell him, hey, I want him to call me Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy?
Call me Master of the Universe or something. I don't know. I just let him do
it. And it's not like I'm asking him to call me Excrement Head or something.
Right, right.
You know, that's disrespectful.
No.
I think it's disrespectful not to call me what I want to be called.
Well, why don't you want to be called Mr. in your last name?
I just don't.
Because it sounds older.
No, I don't care about sounding older or whatever. Because I want people to feel relaxed around me.
Yes.
And if you're having to call me Mister, then that's a formal thing. And I want you to be more relaxed than at home with me. Just like, you know, I love it when people go into my refrigerator to get something. Because they feel that at home in my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll offer it to you and go get it for you the first time or whatever. But then after that, you're free to go do whatever you want in my kitchen or wherever.
Yeah.
Same concept. I just want people to be relaxed and comfortable. And you're not like that when you're calling somebody Mister.
I see that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Riggins was just telling us about some of his new favorite content on the social medias is when pregnant women get to eat something in the hospital right after they've given birth.
Yeah. First meal.
Yeah. And their husbands bring them stuff in there.
It's crazy. A lot of Jersey Mike's, a lot of deli meat. Deli meat is on the menu for a lot of women. But the most impressive one is the husbands who bring in boats of sushi, like the, you know, those big boats that they serve you at the restaurant made of wood, loaded up with sushi.
Where do they get that? They normally don't let people take those.
That's what I thought. I was like, I don't know if you can buy that or they let you borrow it if you tell them it's for your wife who just gave birth, maybe.
And they're then, going above and beyond.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And then Lindsay, just like every other wife who's, you know, always got to point out their husbands aren't doing enough. She goes, Kyle should have done that.
Yeah.
Did he get you, did you do the push presents, Lindsay? That old scam?
He had never heard of that. Yeah. He said, we don't do that in the Midwest. That's what he said. Uh-huh. But I made him buy me something, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Or let me rephrase. I bought myself something from him. It was his money. I mean,
you bought him a push present for yourself. For both of the children. Did you take a baby moon? Or because that's another one of the things we've always made fun of on the show.
We did with Delilah. We did not with Brooks. And I got a push present for Delilah and not for Brooks.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know.
So he fell for it the first time. And he's like, we don't do that in the Midwest. Well, no, that wasn't a thing anywhere until a few years ago.
Don't say that.
Good salt.
I bought myself her birthstone ring, and I wear it almost every day. It's great. So I'm getting use out of it.
Well, at least you didn't send him traipsing through the – or did he order it and get it and everything?
No, I ordered it.
You did it. Okay. Well, as long as you did the legwork on it and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't make him go out and go, I don't even know why I'm out here doing this, but I'm just doing it. So, the push present and all that. And again, it's just because women will look for any tiny excuse to get something, some little trinket for free, a gift, and to stay in their pajamas all day. Those are the two things that really drive women.
Yeah, it's accurate. It's accurate.
Yeah.
I can't even argue with that.
Men teachers did not make up pajama day at school. Wear your pajamas to school day.
That's a good day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why no second push present if you got one for the first one?
Well, to be honest, I don't like his birthstone, and that was kind of my thing.
Oh.
And it's not that I don't like it. It's just not for me. It's purple. Okay. And, I mean, okay. I like purple, obviously, but not, like, in my jewelry. So,
None of my jewelry. I'm just thinking a tiger doesn't change its stripes, you know? Like, what changed the second time around? You know what? I don't really need one this time.
Well, and the worst part is they both, Kyle and Brooks, have the same. It's amethyst.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm just like... thank you. I should have planned that better. Sapphire. Well,
you shouldn't have married an amethyst first.
I know.
That was the problem. Once you married one, then you got a kid like that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, this is a crazy, crazy story. It comes from our friends in Singapore, the Singaporeans.
Oh, okay, great.
You know, I love Singapore.
Do you?
I've been many, many times. Every year I either go to Myrtle Beach or Singapore for vacation. But this guy, he's in his 30s, shows up at the hospital, and he's got severe abdominal cramps, bloating, just swollen stomach, everything. They put him in the hospital in the emergency room. They start running tests. They do CT scans on him, everything. They don't see anything foreign in his stomach and all that. And they're looking, his small intestine looks enlarged though, like it's huge.
Uh-huh.
And they said, are you sure you don't know how this happened? He goes, well, maybe the fact that I was just in a speed eating competition and I ate a 7-pound burger in 30 minutes. Maybe that's what it is.
What?
No.
7-pound burger.
I'm trying to think of what. That's huge.
Okay, you can think about this. A newborn Delilah was 7 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's and that put Delilah on a bun with all the fixings. And that's what this guy ate in 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So 7 packs of what your average hamburger would be. Make one patty out of that. 7 pounds. And then 30 minutes.
And how long would it take you to eat that, though?
Oh, if I could eat it, it would take a lot longer than 30 minutes. I would have to work on it all throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the treatment for him, though, they ran a hose into his nose to try to get some of that bloating out of him that way. That didn't work. And they were getting ready to cut him open. I mean, this is a government-controlled healthcare system here. And then finally, you know what happened? He just started passing gas.
No way.
And 5 days later, he was able to leave the hospital.
Oh.
Now, what if you are the nurse assigned to him and you got to go in there and check on him every few hours and you know all he, well, you're just checking the progress of his passing gas?
No. How you doing? I quit.
How you feeling there, sport?
You'd have to wear that mask every time. Put on a jumpsuit or something so it doesn't get on your clothes.
Did you win at least?
Can you imagine?
That's awful.
What I mean,
5 days of that much, like just passing gas, like at, that's insane.
I want to see video of that. You know, I'm usually not much for fart humor.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but something like that has to have been amazing.
Yeah, to catch him doing that.
I don't know about amazing. I don't know if that's the word.
I bet it was just bigger than you've ever imagined. Bigger, longer, louder.
Yeah, I picture that medical gown just flying up every time.
And
his feet.
Like a foghorn. Yeah. Oh,
and you know, the whole floor is just like, oh gosh,
how and the and the smell.
I know.
I mean,
it's got to be terrible. But who gets hospitalized just to pass gas for 5 days?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But it didn't say whether he won the competition or not.
Oh, that's a bad report.
I know. It's terrible.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay, so Mark Wahlberg in the news today, because it wouldn't be an Ash Wednesday if Mark Wahlberg didn't hop on social media to show off his ashes. Very Catholic of him.
Yeah, and he always has the most prominent, darkest. Yes. It was like a work of art. His cross with the ashes on his forehead has to be done by somebody who's taking particular time with it, because they know that he's going to be on camera the rest of the day.
Yes, and he loves to, he says, stay prayed up, you know. He's got.
I love him. Yeah, I know y'all made fun of
him. I love him. I really like him.
One interesting thing, a lot of people that aren't Catholic don't know this. There are some Catholics that love to get their ashes, and then they find things to do out in the public just so they can walk around and show off their ashes. Mark Wahlberg being one of them. But I like it because he's got that prayer app that I know a lot of people love.
And his father's too.
Does it make your face break out?
No.
Not really, no.
Okay, because it's like a lot of,
you know,
I feel like I need to wash this off real quick.
Methodists do that. And when I was Methodist, we would get that done. And the preacher would have a hard time getting the ashes to stick to my oily forehead.
I bet it just crumbled off.
He had to actually get some body paint and do it.
Yeah.
It's like, sir, this isn't working.
He's like, it looks like I've already anointed you with oil.
We're greasy. And then Justin Bieber, still trending today. He's posting a lot of videos of him smoking and smoking out of bongs. And people are just wondering what's going on with him, especially because this is 2 weeks after his PR team said he's not on drugs and he's happier than he's ever been. Hmm. It sounds like Justin's like, here's what the real story. I'm smoking out of bongs. I'm definitely doing drugs.
Well, maybe he's just smoking like the herbal tobacco.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he's not smoking the reefer.
Yeah.
As the kids call it.
100%. Very possible.
Don't the kids call it reefer nowadays?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Mary Jane.
Devil's lettuce. One other celebrity story. George Clooney is in the news today because there are reports out in all the tabloids that say he and Amal Almudine, I think is how you say it, are headed to divorce. So they are a good-looking couple. She is beautiful, and he is obviously a very good-looking man. But that shouldn't matter about whether or not they stay together, but it sounds like they're not doing well.
He's a Hollywood freak. We talk about it every day. He's a weirdo freak Hollywood person. And she has the personality that relates to that enough to want to marry somebody in that culture. So it's not surprising.
So, and it's in all the tabloids. Who knows if that's even true or not? Very well, may not be. But today's very exciting. Today's National Oreo Day. National Oreo Day.
The literal Oreo or delicious interracial relations?
The regular,
both delicious.
The traditional Oreo, the chocolate sandwich cookie, but
so not the golden.
I don't know. Well, it's all Oreo Oreos, Day. All Oreos, but I think we're all under the agreement that the golden Oreo far better than the classic original Oreo.
I love it. I could just stand and let somebody shower me with golden Oreos.
Same golden Oreo shower.
So happy National Oreo Day. We gotta move on, and we'll do it quickly.
I'll explain. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Go watch Extra Funny from yesterday because I sniffed Lindsay's armpit, which as I was editing that video to go on social media, I was like, what am I doing? This is on the internet forever. I don't want this out there. I like lost my mind there temporarily. But Lindsay is trying out natural deodorant. She wanted to see if it actually works or if she stinks.
Yeah. She's paranoid about smelling like onions.
Yeah. And I said, I'll sniff your armpit. Turns out she smelled fine. Mm. So it was not that much of a story.
You said good.
Said great. She said she smells great. She
smelled like her deodorant. Mm-hmm. She smelled great. Which,
okay, good.
Not as exciting as if she was a little stinky.
Yeah.
And that would have been more fun.
I really thought you were going to say she was stinking, whether she was or not.
That would have said
I would have been so upset.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. She said, and be honest. But then she goes, and don't just be saying something to be saying something. It's like, what does that mean? You can go watch that video on the Extra Funny podcast on YouTube, or you can check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube Music, or TJRiggins.com. Well, Lindsay was on my mind this morning because I'm scrolling through Instagram first thing in the morning, like I normally do, which is what the experts say you should not do. And all of a sudden, this poster comes up that said Lindsay is the special guest at something called a hot mom luncheon.
I saw that.
I went, is going on? Hot mom luncheon? Is that what it is?
Yeah, what is that, Lynn?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh,
could you hear me? Okay. Kyle's co-worker's wife owns this company, and she's hosting an event at Piper Glen Clubhouse.
That's a country club in Charlotte.
Country club. And she saw me at dinner one night over there and said, hey, we need a host. Can you do it? And I was like, sure. And this was in like November. So I had had 1, 2, 3 dirty martinis at the time. So I was like, of course. Like, yeah, I'm your girl. And then I forgot about it. And I'm also traveling to out of the state this weekend. So everything's conflicting. So I literally land and then go straight to this event.
So I'd never heard of a hot mom luncheon or gala, whatever it is.
So yeah. You land back in Charlotte and then go to that? Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Like immediately. Immediately. Like I wasn't even really, I didn't even know in November I'd had 3 martinis. You know how it goes.
Sure. So what are you going to talk about? What is it?
I think I'm just like welcoming people. So what it is it's just everyone in the community that it's a women event. So like there's a makeup artist. There's a one of her friends makes, she makes cookies to help okay. women breastfeed.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Lactation cookies. Oh. So she's part of it. It's just like a lot of Kyle's coworker's wife owns a business that helps with like night nurses.
Yeah.
Okay. So right. there's mm-hmm. just like a lot of it's hot moms. Okay.
It's hot, moms. Hot moms. That's what I
don't
wanted.
Don't question it. It's yeah. just hot moms.
That's what I was
just
wondering.
A bunch about. Of hot moms.
Yeah.
And we decided to have a whole night together, and Lindsay is sort of the head hot mom, which yeah. I kind of like to think mm-hmm. about.
Yeah. I want a night nurse.
Yeah, not yeah. Well,
give me a lactation cookie. I'm starving.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.